Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's also Mother's Day, so all of you moms that are joining us this morning, I hope today is very special for you. You deserve it. You worked hard, and you should have more than one day dedicated just to everything that you've done. If we can help you, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll try and get you motivated to get out in the yard. It's been a slow start for most of us due to the weather, cold temperatures, or wet weather, or real dry weather, or combinations of both. So again, if we can help you, we'd love to talk to you and answer all of your gardening questions. Again, 855-660-4261 is the number to call. Well, this time of the year is the time where we start to begin to put out plants in the garden, get our hanging plants set up from the brackets on the front of the house. And if you're looking for the perfect hanging plant, we'll talk a little bit about that this morning. But if you go to my website, paulparent.com, and click on newsletter, there is a list of the best of all of the hanging baskets. Now, if you don't receive our email newsletter, it's free. You just go to paulparent.com, top of the page where it says newsletter, click on it, fill in the information, which is basically just your email address, and then on Thursday or Friday, we'll get the email out to you. It's free, and you'll get a lot of great information. This week, we did talk a lot about hanging baskets for mom, and which ones would be the best for you. Did a story on lilacs. And if you have lilacs, then you should know how to care for them. And that's one of the biggest problems that people will have with the plant, is knowing how to plant it, where to plant it, what the conditions it needs, what type of soil, and then how to maintain the lilac plant. And then finally, pruning. And I think that's a phase of gardening that everybody is scared of. They're scared to do pruning. But with lilacs, if they're not flowering the way they should because of age, if the flowers are getting smaller, that's a sign that your lilacs need to be pruned. And there's some great information there on how to care for lilacs. And we'll talk about that during the program today also. And then one of my favorite early flowering shrubs, and some of the new hybrids, it's a plant called a flowering quince. It's an old-fashioned plant, but it's a plant that blossoms early. And for a lot of you out there now, the quince has come to an end. But it's a beautiful, beautiful plant with red, basically red flowers is the one that's the most popular. But there are some hybrids of the flowering quince that you'll love. One that's pink, one that's white. And then there's a Japanese hybrid. They will have red, pink, and white flowers all on the same plant. Absolutely fabulous. A new hybrid series called Double Talk. And Double Talk comes in orange, pink, or scarlet. But what makes this so unique is that up until these new hybrids have come out, the flowers on the quince have been about an inch to an inch and a half in diameter. And but the new hybrids are so unique that the new hybrids will have a blossom on them that will be 3 to 4 inches in diameter, so that the blossom itself looks to be like a camellia flower or a carnation flower. It's that large compared to the old-fashioned traditional. And both the quince and the lilacs are old-fashioned varieties of plants that have been around for many, many years. They're relatively inexpensive. They're easy to take care of. But there are things that you need to know as far as pruning, care, and planting locations. Lilacs, for example, have to have the sun. And if they're placed in an area where you only receive a half a day of sun, then they're not going to bloom to the quality that you are looking for. The flowers won't be as large. The fragrance of the plant won't be as intense. The density of the foliage will not be as dense as it should be. The plants will tend to stretch for the light. Well, something like quince will take some shade. So if you have a garden that you have evergreen plants like azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, andromeda, and plants that will tolerate the shade. Right now there's a great plant coming into bloom called Caria. And it has a blossom about the size of a half a dollar, I guess, maybe a little bit smaller, but it's yellow. And your Caria will bloom when the forsythia finishes. So if you live in an area like I do in Maine, where the forsythia is in all of its glory right now due to the late season, the Caria hasn't started to bloom. Further south, if you live in Connecticut or in Pennsylvania, or south, then the Caria is coming into bloom, but that will grow in the shade. It's an upright growing plant, and it's something that I know that you will enjoy. So this morning we'll talk about some of these wonderful hanging baskets that make a great Mother's Day present, are easy to take care of, and give you some hints about what they need for care, for cleaning, for fertilizer, and watering. And that's the number one item when you're taking care of a hanging basket. And containers, but usually containers are larger and they're not as demanding as a hanging basket. Remember, now, the hanging basket, the plant is confined to an 8 or a 10-inch basket. Sometimes bigger, hopefully they are larger for you. But they are totally dependent on water. And they require more water than a plant that's in a garden, that's in a big whiskey barrel or even in a window box, because they dangle from a hook or a bracket. The pot gets hit by the sun directly. So not only does the foliage and the flowers get a lot of sun, but the container is warmed up by the rays of the sun, and that causes evaporation of the moisture that's in that soil. So hanging baskets are wonderful to give you great color, but you have to say to yourself, basically, every single day that hanging baskets should be watered. If you want to keep it productive, if you want it to bloom nonstop, if you want it to get larger in size. So watering, very important. Fertilize is second. And this year, when you go to your local nursery greenhouse and you purchase a hanging basket, if you already have, then I want you to do something. I want you to lift up the lower foliage closest to the pot's edge. And I want you to look on top of the soil for little BB-shaped pellets that are on the surface of the soil. That is a time-release fertilizer. And if you don't see it, invest a few dollars, buy a time-release pellet like dynamite. And you can find dynamite at all the box stores. You can find it at your local nursery. And if your nursery doesn't carry dynamite, have them get it for you. Because it will outlast 3 times longer than the old-fashioned Osmocote, from 3 months to 9. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge
college with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com. DoomsdayExpo.com. Preparation starts here.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
It's Sunday, and we would like to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and also Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all of you wonderful mothers out there who have done a lot to help your children grow up and make them what they are today. Happy Mother's Day again to all of you. Tom, are we ready to do a little gardening?
We sure are.
Okay, who do we have up first?
First up, we've got Al from Maine with a question about his lawn.
Al, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call, and happy Mother's Day to you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, I heard a couple of weeks ago you telling a listener that he had moss in his lawn and you recommended putting down lime. I did that and it killed it. Now, do I have to dig that moss up before I reseed it, or what are the proper procedures or fertilizer, or what do I have to do now that my moss has been killed, Paul?
Okay. Was the moss like a carpet, or was it just here and there throughout the lawn?
It was like a carpet.
Okay. If it was like a carpet, then your best bet would be to rake it up, because the seed needs to be in direct contact with the soil so that it will germinate, produce a root system, and then begin to grow. So if you can take your rake, and especially once it begins to turn brown, a good stiff bamboo rake will pull it right up. If it's a large area, then you can use a steel grading rake, and it will pull up in just like a piece of carpet. And you don't have to remove it all, but, you know, as much of it as possible. And then take that moss and use it as fill if you've got some holes in your property or a place that you can dump it. But don't put the moss in your compost pile because it's going to make it very, very acidic. So rake it up, clean it, prepare the surface, and then select the right seed for the light where this grass is going to grow. So it's either going to be a sunny lawn, a partial shade, or a full shade. And when you go down to your local garden center, tell them. Say, I get sun from sunrise until 12, 1 o'clock. And then they can give you a grass seed. Or I don't get the sun until noon, and from noon the rest of the day it gets sun. Then that would be considered a sunny lawn also. And what the shade is the shade in the area caused by trees, or is it caused by a building or a solid fence? And that will help them to give you the right seed. A tree where the leaves will fall during the winter and there's no foliage there in the early spring, compared to an evergreen tree like hemlocks or spruce, which will give you dense shade all day long. So clean off the area. Loosen that top inch of soil with a steel grading rake. Sprinkle your grass seed first. Now, you're going to go through a lot of work to get that area ready. So it's important that you put enough grass seed. And to me, the cost of grass seed is cheap comparing to having to come back and do it where you may have put it on a little thinner. And I worked with the landscape crew many years ago, and whenever we put in a new lawn, we felt the same way, and we doubled what the package said. So if the package says it will do 1,000 square feet, for the extra money, put it on at double the recommended rate. Apply it on at the regular rate, north to south, and then east to west. Not double in the same direction. Do it twice, and that way you have overlapping. Use a good seed starter fertilizer. Now, if you had crabgrass in that area, and crabgrass will only grow in the sun, it won't grow in the shade. So if it's a shaded area, then just use a straight starter fertilizer. If it's a sunny location and you had crabgrass, then buy a starter fertilizer with crabgrass preventer. And tell the salesperson, I had crabgrass, I'm going to plant some new seed, but I need to kill or prevent the crabgrass seed that's there now from coming up. You'll pay a few dollars more for the bag, but it's well worth the investment. Some lime, which you've already done.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's Sunday morning, and we would love to invite you to join us this morning. Call 855-660-4261, and then we can help you to answer some of your gardening questions. We were talking with Al about the lawn, and explained to him the moss must be removed so that the seed is in direct contact with the soil. And that makes the big, big difference. An inch of fluffy soil, perfect. Put down the seed, your fertilizer or fertilizer with crabgrass preventer for new seeding. And stress that point when you go to your local garden center. And then because you had moss there, in the fall, I would lime a second time. And if you have a large area, the new lime substitutes like Turf Turbo made by Bonide or Magic Cal from Jonathan Green will work very well because they'll give you results in a 2 to 3 week period. Then take a bamboo rake, turn it upside down so that the teeth face up, and then gently comb everything in so that you're blending the fertilizer, the lime, the grass seed into the soil and covering most of the seed. And then if you can't roll it, then put the sprinkler on, give it a good drink. The water will compact the soil, make sure that the seed is in direct contact with it. And then all you have to do is keep it wet And within a couple of weeks, you'll start to see things growing. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Angelo calling from Wells, Maine, with a question about straw planting.
Angela, good morning, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, thank you,
Angelo,
but it's Angelo.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. So my neighbor started the straw planting thing, and I find it intriguing, and I wonder what you might be able to enlighten me on with it.
Now, he's growing it in bales of straw?
Yes, and he corrected me very quickly when I had commented about buying hay bales.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. See, straw is a crop that's grown especially for the garden, and it's harvested before the plant has a chance to make a seed so that it is a nice, clean, sterile crop. Hay is cut from the farmer's field, and every weed that the farmer had in that field is in that bale. So straw is something that we'd use for decorations in the fall, for Halloween and for the fall season, while hay. But straw is something that you can put down on top of the ground of your garden to hold moisture, to keep out weeds, to keep your ground fruit like strawberries clean so they don't get all muddy. And you can plant directly in it. And all you need to do is to make a hole in the middle of the straw bale. And the bale itself becomes a container. Now, the one thing that you need to know, and it's very, very important, when you buy a bale of straw, the string around the bale should be nylon and not a jute or a fibrous string. The reason is it's going to be watered two or three times a week. It's out in the weather, and it's going to break. It's going to rot. So you need to find a bale of straw that's wrapped with a nylon or a plastic type string to hold it intact. If you can't, then retie the bale. That way, halfway through the season, all of a sudden, the string doesn't break, the bale falls apart, and you've got nothing but a pile of straw rather than a nice even block. So you dig a hole in it, pull some of the straw out, put some soil in it, set your seedlings in it, and you can plant tomatoes, you can plant peppers, you can plant squash. And what will happen is, as the straw begins to break down, with the watering and the feeding that you're going to be doing, the plant can get the nutrition from that bale. And it works very well. It looks nice. You can stack them like a pyramid and plant on the top of the bale. And then on the front of your pyramid, again, you can dig some holes, set in some other vegetables, and you can create something that can be an awful lot of fun. Now, at the end of the season, what you would do is if you do have a vegetable garden, take the straw, spread it over your vegetable garden, till it in with a pitchfork or a rototiller, and during the fall and winter and early spring, that straw will turn into a rich organic matter, just like adding peat moss. So you're using it for decoration, for the uniqueness of the appearance of the bale. You're growing a crop from it. And then at the end of the year, you're recycling it into your garden, tilling it in, and helping your soil to become richer, to encourage microbes to come into your garden, to rebuild the texture. If your soil is sandy, it will add the organic matter that will help it to retain more moisture. If your soil is on the clay side, then it will help to break apart the clay so it doesn't stick together to improve the overall drainage. So straw would be like adding seaweed to your garden. And it's a fun project for the kids if you want to get them involved. But upright growing plants, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage can be grown in there. But tomatoes and peppers and eggplant, squashes that will run or be grow into a mound. And you can have a lot of fun creating a wall or a pyramid type garden.
That sounds like it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
We've been container planting for several years because we don't have time for a regular garden. And this just sounds like it'll be a new take on what we do is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing that you want to do is just to help you out with the watering, because, I mean, the straw will hold plenty of moisture. Use some soil moist granules, which will act like sponges, especially if we get a hot, dry summer. And you don't need a lot. Like, for each hole that you make, one pinch, and it will expand 100 times. And that will help to cut back on the amount of watering. It will help to rot that straw faster. And then also a time-release fertilizer that will, again, save you time. A product like dynamite. And dynamite is a product that's been commercially used by the grower, the greenhouse grower, for many, many years. What they use is a product called NutriCoat. And to make it easy for the homeowner, they wouldn't remember NutriCoat, so they renamed it Dynamite. And if you compare Dynamite to Osmocote, big difference. Dynamite will last 9 months. Osmocote will last 3. So it will last 3 times longer. There's more trace elements in the dynamite. And if your local garden center doesn't have it, just ask them to order it for you. They can get it. It's not a problem. And that way, one application of a time-release fertilizer will last the whole growing season, which means you don't have to bring out that blue stuff and spray your straw bed every other week. You're doing it at the time of planting, and that's it for the whole year. But you'll have a ton of fun with it. The kids will enjoy it, and it's something that you'll have the whole neighborhood talking about, that Angelo is growing his garden in bales of straw. And the other thing that you can plant in the bales of straw are potatoes. So if you can get some seed potatoes, it's like a Blue Seal and feed store. Some of the garden centers carry it. You can set a couple or 3 potatoes in a bale of hay, keep it moist, and they will grow wonderful. Angelo, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate that. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We want you to give us a call. Don't be shy. The way that you learn is to ask questions. That's 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Dover, New Hampshire, with a question about fertilizer.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, Paul. Is it too late to fertilize my pear trees? And the other question other one is, I have several raspberry bushes, but the fruit is very sour. Is there anything I can do to sweeten them up?
Okay. on your pantry, and all of the fruits that are out there, whether it's an apple, a pear, a peach, a cherry, a plum, you can fertilize them still today, because the plants are either in bloom or finishing the blossom. And right now, they're getting ready to make the fruit themselves, plus the new growth and the foliage. So the plant's working triple time. It's putting its energy to produce nice big apples or peaches or pears. It's also trying to make the new growth for next year and the foliage on that new growth for this year that's going to catch the rays of the sun, change it to energy for the plant to help it grow better. So feeding is good. Now, the best way to fertilize a fruit tree is to use a granular food. Tree spikes are too costly, and for what you're getting, you're paying a lot of money because you're paying for the bonding agent that holds the fertilizer to give you the luxury of hammering it into the ground. What I do is I take a crowbar. I go to the drip line of the tree. So that you walk up the tree, you look at the main trunk, follow the trunk out to the tip of the branches. And the roots that do the most work, feeding, collecting the food, collecting the water, are where the drip line, the ends of the branches are. Make a hole with a crowbar about a foot deep. Put a half a handful of plant food, and you need 1 pound per inch diameter of the trunk of the tree. A product like Plant Tone from Espomer or Dr. Earth fruit tree fertilizer with probiotics are the best.
The sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated. Kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seed, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. If you're opening up your camp, cottage, or camper and you smell mold and mildew, it's time to treat the surface with the all-natural shoe mold from Linwood Labs. Musty basements or even mold growing on your plants is no match for shoe mold spray, and it works fast. Safe to use on rugs, curtains, furniture, and all surfaces. That's all-natural shoe mold. Also, look for screen and surface insect spray to keep your insects off the screen door and windows. It will last up to 4 weeks.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It
It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Bob about feeding his fruit trees, and what I was telling him was that you need 1 pound of an organic fertilizer per inch thickness of the tree trunk, and you're going to make a series of holes all the way around the tree near the drip line. If you have some left, then come in a couple of feet and make another series of holes. And I just take a crowbar, jam it in the ground with my hand, wiggle it, jam it in till I'm down about 10 to 12 inches, put a half a handful of the fertilizer right in it. Now, if your soil is sandy, if you live on Cape Cod, for example, and halfway through the year, in the summer, some of the foliage comes off, put some soil moist in with your fertilizer, and a pinch for every hole that you put in will cut back on the amount of water needed, and soil moist will last 3 years or more in the ground. So that will help to hold the moisture and feed the plant for the entire season. Now, raspberries should be lime every other year, and either limestone, wood ash, or products like Turf Turbo or Magic Cal will work wonderful. Now, if you live near a Blue Seal store, and there are Blue Seals all over New England and further south, go to their website. And their website is blueseelstores.com. to find one near you. And what you can do is you can take a soil sample around your raspberries or in your garden, and all you need is like a sandwich bag full. You bring it to the Blue Seal store, and they will test it for you for free. to tell you if your soil is acid or the opposite, sweet. And that way you can determine whether you need something like Turf Turbo or the Jonathan Green's Magical to sweeten the soil. And they'll analyze the quality of the organic matter that's there. So just go to their website, BlueSealStores.com. Great price, great place to bring mom for Mother's Day also. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Myrta with a question about fibers in her soil.
Okay. Myrtle, can you tell me about the fibers in your soil?
Oh, is this for Marta?
Yes, yes, good morning, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, good morning to you. Well, it was something you mentioned that's called coir, it's coconut or something.
Right, it's a coconut fiber.
Yeah, and if you can put, like, mulch it around your garden?
Yes.
Oh, okay, and how do you spell that?
It's C-O-I-R.
Okay.
It is made by a company from Canada called Black Gold. And I have been using it in my garden for a long time. I love the product. It's a way to recycle waste. Peat moss is grown, and as it grows, it's harvested, and production is way ahead of growth, and peat moss is becoming less and less plentiful on our planet. As a matter of fact, in England, Ireland, and Scotland, they have banned the export of peat from those three countries. Canada and some in the United States is still being dug and dried and packaged and used, but the cocoa fibers is the hull of the coconut. Before they take out the coconut, that shell, and they take the shell off, they grind it up. It looks like small, tiny sticks, but they're fibrous, and they will hold a lot of water. And what I'm finding is it will stay in the soil for a three-year period. You blend it in, and you can buy straight cocoa fibers or garden core or potting blends that contain it. But it's made by Black Gold. And if you go to my website, I want you to click on the front page. And right near my picture, it says Black Gold. Click on it and sign up for the garden contest.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.